Hey guys, it's Kaya. I want to talk a little bit about what to expect before, during, and after a Kaya Usher frequency upgrade. So before our session, when you're looking at the schedule, I like to ask my clients to choose a day that they can kick back and really take the day for themselves. So to choose a day that you're not going to be super busy with outside chaos, with work, with family, you know, things that draw you outside of your space. So a day where you can be alone, where you can allow this all, this beautiful work to actually gel and reset, and you can enjoy this frequency of what's come into you. Now I'd like to move to if we have a session and what will happen during the session. So if you've chosen a 30-minute session, what usually happens is at the beginning, I'll come on and we can talk a little bit about a question or something that you want to tell me. Now, having said that, I don't actually need to know anything, but if you feel like you want to share, that's absolutely fine. So we'll talk a little bit and then I will get going for about 20, 25 minutes or so and get working on your space. So what we'll do is we will start looking at this lifetime. Has there been trauma? Has there been things that have caused you to really not thrive in life? So I'm going to be scanning your physical body and your spirit field and see what's going on. I'm also going to look back at your family lineage and to see if there's been interruptions in the lineage, whether there's war patterns or patterns of, you know, addictions, whatever that might be in the family lineage paradigm. I'm going to clear that as well. And we're also going to go back and look at your past life experiences. We're going to go from this moment all the way back to the moment that you were created, and we're going to clean up that space. And what's really amazing and powerful about this is if we have another session after this, I will not be able to access that information anymore because it is actually going to be gone. It's going to be deleted after that first session. So that's pretty amazing stuff. So, and if we have a 15-minute session, which is a quicker, where I'll basically just work on your spirit. We won't talk at all. I'll just work on you and get you to those higher spaces and then close you up and maybe say a couple of things at the end, but it'll be a much more focused on just the frequencies and less talking in that session. And now I'd like to talk a little bit about what happens after a session. So usually people will feel very relaxed. Some people feel really sleepy. Most people feel really focused, but really joyful and peaceful and sometimes even blissed out, and everything's become magnified and they're just floating in this space of just themselves. And it's like they've come home for the first time in a very, very long time, and they really just want to kick back and enjoy that space. This can last for a little while, and people find that they usually sleep deeper than they have for a long, long time. Now, having said that, some people get up and they just want to clean. Like I had one woman that spring cleaned after a session. So I don't know always what your spirit is going to want to do after a session, but it's usually something that is going to make you feel even better. So I want to talk a little bit about a little bit after that. Sometimes what happens is we go through a bit of a detox depending on how our life has been and if we've been controlled or if we've had a lot of trauma or addictions or mental instability. What can sometimes happen with that is that those old paradigms, so those old thought patterns, those old habits, those old addictions, those old poor toxic relationships, whatever that might be that we removed from your field, may circle back around you and tap you on the shoulder and say, "Hi, remember me? I'm your old friend, this addiction. I'd like to come back into your space, please." Or, "Hey, remember me? I'm that old boyfriend that wasn't very good for you. Can I come back?" The answer, guys, is no. This is your power stroke. This is where you gain this incredible power and you start getting into the habit of standing up for your own space, your own boundaries, and start supercharging your own powerful internal space. So you've got to say no. So I remove these things, they're outside of your field. If they circle back around and they want to come back in, you need to say no. And you'll see it becomes actually very easy after a while because you'll recognize it in a second and you'll know what it is. So that's a little bit about what to do if those old paradigms try to come circling back around. And the other thing I'd like to talk about is the things you can continue on with to keep you moving with positive momentum. So I'm going to be having my radio show, which is going to be great because those frequencies will be able to carry you through in the morning and at night. And you don't need to listen to them live. You can listen to them recorded and they're still just as powerful. So you can do that. But I also recommend being in nature, you know, being in raw nature as much as you can, because that is very much in the present moment. Being around animals, being around basically the purity that will keep you locked into the present moment, doing things that are good for you, choosing good foods, choosing good friendships, choosing things that are good for your body, you know, taking a long bath, stretching your body, doing things that will encourage your body to keep letting go of the things that were degrading you. And you'll start getting, it'll become second nature for you, and your spirit will actually dictate how it wants to be treated from now on. And you'll see that you can't do things that will be abrasive or degrading. It will not be allowed anymore because we've cleaned up that space and you are just too beautiful and too brilliant to have anything like that come in again. So I can't wait to hear about how your life has changed. And if you have any questions, please just contact us and we're there for you. Thanks, guys.